Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mode Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, hello, hello. It's episode 205.
Yes.
They keep going up every week. An extra one.
Crazy.
I can't believe it. Yes, hello. Lovely to have you here. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for being here. Rosie, are you okay?
I am. I'm actually really good this week.
She's better, everyone.
I'm better. I feel better. And my period has happened. And this is the good week.
Yeah.
So this is the good week?
This is the only good week we get.
This is
the best my life will get.
This is, what is it, pinnacle? Is that the word? Top tier?
Peak, maybe?
Peak. Rosie
pinnacle
Ramsey.
Pinnacle might work as well.
The pinnacle of me, of my personality.
Sometimes
this is when
throw,
I'm good.
You throw so many weird words in the mix that it makes me not know the meaning of words.
It's what clever people do.
No, it's what fucking idiots do. It's what silly sausages do. And then you put off me, a certified genius and athlete.
Mm. You... oh, God. Don't.
I just can't. I don't know. I'm finding it even harder to sort of mock brag these days. I just can't do it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just for the joke, obviously the idea that I'm calling myself an athlete is
well, you've been working
laughable.
Out a lot recently.
Yes, but it's laughable.
Why does it piss me off that you're looking after yourself?
It's weird, isn't it?
It is really odd.
You are getting annoyed. Last night you had a go at us. When I was getting changed, you were like...
Because you just keep doing that the gun thing to us is a joke, but secretly you're buzzing because you do look a little bit different.
A little bit different, and you heard that? You are
I know, but it's
green
like,
with envy. You honestly, put some effort in. Get some protein.
You would hate
down.
It if I went on... If the female version of what you're doing, you would hate. If I was one of those women who lie on a sun lounger and just take selfies 300 times a day, you would hate it.
One selfie.
No, that's fair enough, but that's
that.
That's your version of that. So
okay.
It's vile.
Okay.
Stop
that's
it.
Not fair.
So we are recording this on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
What day is it?
Wednesday the 15th, which is exactly
yes,
4 years since the
four
first
years.
Podcast went out.
Well done. But more so, well done to me because congratulations are in order for myself.
Why?
This is the longest job.
Wow.
I have ever had.
Wow. Very well done.
Ever.
Very
like the
well
same
done.
Job.
Yeah. And congratulations to everyone listening for sticking with it.
I know.
For this long.
Wow.
And welcome if you're a first time, man. We've been going for 4 bloody years. We're bloody old hat. Bloody veterans in this game, mate. Veterans. That was a fake cigarette that I just took a drag of there. You
horrendous.
Probably
oh,
realised
God.
That was me. Drama. What? Why
I stabbed myself in the finger the other day with a knife, cutting a suck boy.
Yeah.
And, It's like I've gone deeper than what I've realised.
Right.
Doesn't look that bad,
right.
But it hurts like a motherfucker.
Okay.
And every time from now on, I did it 3 days ago, every time I cut a suck boy,
that's
it really
an
hurts.
For new listeners.
Because it goes right through there.
Oh, the acid, yeah, the citric acid will
kills
go in there.
Like.
Give you a good little zhuzh.
Yeah,
wake you up. Just dip it in some hand sanitizer just to feel alive.
Oh, I might, you know, I might. Fucking get the petrol over here. I was just checking it out. Will that do petrol do anything?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's episode 205. Let's crack on. It's episode 205. It's our 4-year birthday, anniversary, whatever you want to call it. Thank you very, very much. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative.
Ooh.
Lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is websites that go right back at the top when you click back. Very upsetting.
Oh, clothes. You've been buying some clothes.
I've been buying some clothes.
Yeah.
Rosie, I've been buying some clothes. And you look at them and you go, you go all the way down and you go, oh, filter by jumpers. Oh, there's a jumper. What's a nice jumper? I'll have a closer look at that jumper. Mm. Oh, no, maybe not. Back, Back to the top, yeah. Dickhead. Well, scroll back down. 200 more jumpers.
Let's take a moment of appreciation to the websites who do put the effort in.
Yeah.
Probably pay an extra few quid.
Yeah.
And they go back to the same
bit. Goes back to the same bit.
Well done. Well done. Because a lot of them don't.
Worse. Sometimes I don't know what bit I'm at anymore. And I forget. And I go, what is that? Like, if it's wardrobes or something, I go, what was that? Which one is that? Is that the doors, the handles? What's happened?
People like you and I,
yeah.
who have very short attention spans,
yeah.
I won't buy anything.
Oh, yeah, I'll just click off it. I'm gone. Happened the other day. I'm gone. I'm done. Same. I'm done.
You could have had 50 quid out of me then, but instead, because your website
is
hard.
Is it a sales technique?
Well, it's a terrible sales technique.
Take it back to this one. Maybe they put the more expensive ones at the top and they're like, "What? Can I interest you in this again? No, I'm looking for...
If you're clever, you would go to the filter and you'd do low to high.
Yeah.
Or high to low. Depends.
Right.
Depends how you're doing.
Yeah. Depends what's going on.
Yeah.
Depends when your bills come out.
Sometimes if I look on the posh websites, the designery ones, I will go low to high.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes 100%. The high... Sometimes the sticker one in there and you go, who is paying that much money
if
for
I'm ever
a
buying
top?
A telly, if I have a telly or anything, low to high. Argos, Curry's, low to high. Who's going high to low on high-end merchandise?
Well,
people have got money to throw away.
People
Not us.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You didn't catch whatever I had, is really odd, isn't it?
Touch wood, which I don't like saying that out loud. Someone asked us the other day, went, you haven't been ill, have you? And I just stared at him like this, just silence.
Right.
And he was like, and I was like, and he went, oh, okay, you don't want to see it? And I went, no. And I was like, it was really awkward, but I feel like I'd have jinxed it if I'd have said, no, I'm fine.
Well, I mean,
I'd jinxed it now.
That's fucking stupid. What a stupid thing to do.
Don't know him that well either. It's really strange.
Oh, God, who was it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Who was it?
It was a carpet guy.
Oh,
God. Just stared at him.
Because you didn't want to jinx something.
I didn't want to jinx it.
Seriously?
Yeah, he was really
seriously?
Awkward. He kept looking behind him. He thought something was behind him. I just looked off into the middle distance.
You're ridiculous. You're actually ridiculous.
Says the guy who hasn't been ill yet.
I know. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, apologies to anyone who has to have an interaction with Chris because he's a moron.
Apologies and to anyone who has to have
a social interaction. Speaking of social interactions, you're looking forward to the Comedy Awards tonight.
Oh yes, if you're listening to Friday, it's tonight. Yeah, yeah. No,
Okay. This pisses me off. Right, this is you all over.
Right,
the last year's Comedy Awards. Chris gets very anxious, as we all know. Suffers from anxiety.
Yeah,
you do.
Hide it well, but inside I'm screaming. I'm screaming.
In the house, he doesn't hide it well.
I might write a autobiography and call it Inside I'm Screaming.
You should.
Yeah.
You probably
do
quite well.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, I know. So, Chris loves to make out. Like, I've said this before, it's been my beef when you ruin every social occasion.
Yeah. I will ruin it on the day.
Better fucking not, because I've already said, I'll go on my own.
Yeah.
Don't.
Okay, I'll try not to.
I'm not even joking, Chris. Don't come. If you're going to be like that, because this is what fucks me off the most. We'll get there, like we did last year. You were awful. Ruined the whole experience for me. Yeah, we have an argument before we get there.
Yeah.
You get there and you're like, oh, hiya, mate. Hi. And then you disappear and you talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. Like there's nothing wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sat a shell of a woman having to have looked after you all day.
See,
it's not fair.
I am a social butterfly, right? Not in the way everyone else claims to be a social butterfly, that they flutter around group to group. No. I'm a social occasion butterfly. What I do is, I'm a little manky, little stinking little caterpillar in the morning, right? And I'm not sure how I want to do it. Then I make it crawl in my little cocoon, and I'm like, no.
The taxi's
no.
The worst bit.
All day, I'm in my cocoon.
The worst
bit. All day, I'm like, no, I'm not coming out. I'm not coming out. Then I get there, and I go, hello, darling. So good to see you. We should do lunch.
Can we arrive separately? Because I'm different to that. I'm the butterfly all day, and I go, I can't wait. Oh, what am I going to wear? Let's get ready. Let's start getting ready 3 hours earlier. And then I get there and I go, oh, people.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to anyone who I don't know. Yeah. And I get, I get what?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm so bad for imposter syndrome.
Especially with comedy stuff. I mean, it doesn't help that I run around going, she's just me wife. See these, and I wear an extra long jacket with coattails, and you hold on to those coattails.
Mate, there's loads of it now. I could start a club.
The coattail wives.
There's fucking tons of it. We should have our own table, to be honest with you.
You're all extremely talented and in your own right, and people who say the coattail things are full of shit, because we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you. It was your idea. And that's the last time I'll say it, so there you go.
I do just get imposter syndrome. It's really, I wish I was.
So you should.
Fern Cotton was on the Diary of CEO, and she literally worded it perfectly. She was like, back years ago, like 15 years ago, she was just naive and younger. And you just take on the world and you do everything and you're like, I don't care, I want to make it to the top and blah, blah, blah. The older you get really jaded. This is this is her words. And it's so true. Because you do, the older I'm getting, I just get more self-conscious and more aware of how people are. And you enter a world in where you judge people and people will judge you and it's weird, it's hard.
Fern Cotton can't have imposter syndrome. She's been on the telly since I was a kid.
She does.
She's brilliant.
No, but that's us watching her going, she's amazing at what she does.
When people
she's fantastic.
Think are like rock solid come out and say something like that.
She's mentioned it a lot.
Everyone here and I've got anxiety. Top flight athlete, you know, bike guy.
I'm rolling my eyes, by the way.
Yeah, she's rolled them so far, they nearly rolled into the back of her head there. You know, and you know, immune to all illnesses, it turns out. And now I get anxiety.
Oh, no.
So what's if you know?
I don't. I'm really lucky. I don't suffer from anxiety. But some days, I feel like a bag of shit, and I don't want to go anywhere, and I hate this job. And then other days, I have a word with myself and go, "No, stop it. Anyone can do it. Why can't you do it?" Bloody blah. But I mean, they are few and far between.
Should we play a jingle?
Let's stop worrying about all this. We'll have a lovely time. We might even win. You never know.
I'm not going.
Oh fucking hell.
And if you haven't voted, if you're listening to this, and we've gave you 4 years of free entertainment, and you haven't voted, shame on you. Disgusting, despicable shame on you. Go and look at yourself in the mirror and think about what you've done.
No, stop. Ignore him. Ignore him because I very rarely vote for anything.
Lazy piece.
Stop it. Okay. Put the jingle on.
Okay, here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Obviously, it's always just lovely to have you back. Thank you.
It really is.
Hope genuinely. You're all right, whatever is going on in the world.
Thank you.
Nice month, February.
Is it?
Yeah.
Very much the Tuesday of the year, in my opinion.
Listen, I quite like a Tuesday, so...
We had a lovely Valentine's Day, didn't we?
Did we?
No.
No. We don't do Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's just another day.
Do you know what, though? It's okay, because once upon a time, I used to get a bit pissed off about it, and I'd be like, oh, God, unromantic arsehole. But you are very, very kind, and you buy me flowers quite often.
Yeah.
And you sometimes come in with a lovely bottle of wine, or you buy us secret bars of dairy milk, and literally that saves me through the year. Don't need one day of affection.
I always just feel like a bit of a mug. If I go and buy the roses on Valentine's Day and I'm walking along
like
the street,
like you're buying
with the
into
roses,
it,
I feel like I just feel like an absolute mug. I don't know, I can't describe it. I feel like I'm trick or treating as an adult.
I know what you mean.
Did you ever, when you were younger, go out for Valentine's Day for a meal at the local Italian?
Yeah.
And there's just loads of couples sitting there going, "Oh, yeah, do you buy it?" Yeah, I bought into it as well. You like catch someone else's eye.
I used to feel embarrassed.
Yeah, you catch someone else's eye, and the kind of unspoken thing is, "Well, you've got to, haven't you? It's Valentine's Day," and you're like, "I didn't really want to."
Nah.
Like,
do it in March. On a random
it's like Pancake
Tuesday.
Day, isn't it? It's like Pancake Day. We've always got we get them ready-made pancakes. Them ready-made pancakes.
They
talk about
unbelievable.
Them,
I don't know.
Fucking godsend.
I know.
Heat your pan up, oil in. 2 minutes either. Well,
and they're
minutes,
actually really nice.
They're
nicer than the ones I do.
How easy do chefs make whisking stuff look?
Oh yeah, because they've got muscles like
how
Popeye.
Is the technique in it? Let's talk about whisking stuff.
Okay, let's.
Why is it? It's just off the top of my head. Why is it so difficult to whisk things? And why do you? So you whisk something, and I feel like you look like you're whisking it fine, and then you go, "Chris, can you whisk this?" And I start whisking it, and I think I'm doing a chitter than she was doing it. So why she got me to do it?
It is quite a skill. I've been doing it for a long time.
You ever seen Jamie Oliver or someone do it?
Oh yeah.
Fucking
have
hell.
You ever seen someone making like a mayonnaise?
Drill. Making mayonnaise.
Because you got it is mayonnaise, isn't it? Oh, we've had this before.
Oh, Christ.
No, it is. It's eggs and olive oil.
Eggs
that's
is
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Eggs and mayonnaise. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So eggs and olive oil.
Yeah.
That's mayonnaise and the whisk it and they're just like.
Yes, it's
so fast, and then it turns into mayonnaise, and you're like, it's like
honestly,
magic.
When I just see a male chef, I think, fucking hell.
Don't be sexist.
You're look, no, I think
do
you're
not
lucky
be sexist.
Wife. Let us do the joke. I think you're
sorry.
Lucky wife.
Oh, because the clitoral
joke. Look at you. Feminism ruining comedy
again. I will have nothing on this
feminism,
podcast.
Ruining comedy again. Unbelievable.
You can go for yourself.
I got an extra joke.
Vile. It'll not be. I'll not stand for it on this podcast. Go on a different podcast if you want to wave your dick around. You dirty.
I'll wave my dick around wherever I want.
Twat.
It will be. It will be in me trousers. But trust me, it's waving. Listen. Yes. Talking of bullshit.
Right.
Do you want some Rosie's Jotters?
Do you know what? Let's have some Rosie's
right.
Jotters.
We have got, right, as we're talking about.
Daisy's got to put me jingle in that. I spent God. Daisy, a good 25 seconds.
Put that absolutely atrocious jingle in,
I
please.
Might change the jingle, to be honest with you, please, because don't. If we do Rosie's Jotters on the tour, it right. has to be better than that. Right, so okay. I might do a better one. Right. And I think I might get Robin. Robin started learning the piano, mm-hmm. and he's really good, isn't
yeah,
he? I might
good.
Get him to do his little Rosie's Jotters, Jotters, Jotters. Rosie's Jotters.
I don't know if I'm going to have any Jotters left by the time I go on tour. Just so you know. I could hold some back for the tour.
We are on tour. It's not sold out yet. If you want to come.
Yeah, there's still some tickets for the tour if you want to
come.
We
had
not
a meeting
many.
About it the other day, and it's going to be so much fun.
Got some very exciting
And what
you've
got to remember is that we did the tour last time, and it was very good. We had a great time. But listen, don't want to beat around the bush. Bit thrown together.
Throwing that together.
Chris was on tour at the time. We just had Rafe. There was a lot going on. The COVID had just ended.
Well, there
you
was
know,
times
lockdown.
On the tour where on the way to gigs, we didn't know if they were going to shut us down again.
Exactly.
It was horrendously
so
stressful.
It was very stressful. This time, just a lot. We've got a lot more time.
Big run into it. Lots planned. Lots coming up. Yeah. Loads
what
of
does time
ideas.
Equal? Ideas, Chris. That's what time equals.
Time
and
equals ideas.
Just ideas.
Did you just make that
stuff
up?
To do. Yeah. Is it good?
No, it's rubbish.
Oh.
Time plus effort equals ideas, maybe.
Oh.
Time doesn't
You tell me
ideas.
I'm not going to be on the CEO podcast.
I don't think, no time. No time. No, no.
No, give it
3 years. What were you talking about?
Give it 3 years. We'll start listening and going, oh, wow. Yeah. Run out of important people.
You got the Ramses in. Look at them. Oh, CEO, they're not even fucking employee of the month. Right.
I think you'll find this is my longest job. Thank you very much.
Very good. Listen.
Yes.
Daisy, play the jingle. It's Jotter time.
Rosie's Jotters, jotting all her memories of Rosie's Jotters. All the laughing sweets out she yields. Just a Catholic girl looking for a bit of light relief. Oh, come and join us in reading Rosie's Jotters.
Okay, so we've got two little Jotter readings today. This is just a little aperitif to get ready for the main
Year
part
four.
Of the Jotter.
Who was
right?
me teachers?
No one cares.
This might be Mrs. Purvis.
Oh my God, no one cares.
Or Miss Pringle.
Oh my God, no one cares. Okay, this is Monday, the 27th of February. Mm. So, you know.
Not pretty close to now.
Pretty close to now, yeah. My half-term holiday.
Ooh, what have I done?
This is Rosie's half-term
Where have
holiday.
I been?
Underwhelming is what
right.
I would say.
Yeah.
Just a list of stuff. Could have been bullet points, but you didn't know them at the time. You ready?
Yeah.
On Saturday, I went to the Leisure Centre Park with my brother, Kevin.
Nice.
On Sunday, Kate and Kevin were being pests.
Of course they were.
That was Sunday. Twats. So all of Sunday was that. Kate and Kevin being pests. That's your full day. That's the diary.
Yeah, Chris, you've got to remember, right? When I was younger, this is what these kids are fucking, they don't know they're born.
Yeah.
There was one activity a weekend
and
probably didn't cost money. The park. Mm-hmm. We went to the park. But that was it. My mum was like, you've been somewhere. Now you can play in the house all day.
Yeah.
Sunday, my dad used to go to the shop though and buy us sweets on a Sunday.
Okay.
From Highfield News.
Okay. You ready? So Monday's incredible. Incredible the way you spent your Monday.
Oh, this is half term as well.
Yeah, this
so there's
is half
no
term,
school.
So this is the Monday. You ready?
My mum will be devastated.
You ready?
Yeah.
On Monday, I got a new habit.
Oh, right. Yeah, I used to have a twitch.
Instead of sniffing, it's clicking my fingers. On Tuesday, so that's Monday. That's Monday's activity.
Wow.
I got a new habit. Went to the shops. Went to the shops, got a new habit. A part exchanged sniffing for clicking my fingers. It was £2 plus sniffing for clicking your fingers.
See, you got internalised anxiety. Mine used to come out in ticks.
Yeah.
And
it
still does to this day.
On Tuesday, I just watched TV all day because I had a sore cold.
Oh,
sore cold.
Sore cold.
A sore cold.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, I slept with my cousins straight after having a cold. That's
irresponsible. You know, what cousin?
Pre-COVID.
What cousin?
On a fucking Wednesday. I slept with my cousins and at 11 o'clock we were playing Guess Who.
Eee.
That could have been at night.
Must have been Nina's.
On Thursday, I went to see Black Beauty at the Customs House. Brilliant.
The film? Yeah. I remember that.
On Friday, I went to my nana's. On Saturday and Sunday, I just stayed in and helped my mum and dad. Bollocks, you didn't. You probably just fucking were a pain in the arse. Right.
Oh, that is... What a,
so that's
shit. What an absolutely
four.
Shit half term.
So that's year four half term, right?
Didn't
we're
going
to jump now.
Oh.
I've been looking forward to this one immensely.
Right.
We are jumping now to a story that you've written. Right. Now, not just have you... This is year six Jotter, draft Jotter. Not just is this a story that you've written. Before the story, you outline the plot.
Oh, is that right?
Very professional, like a play almost.
Okay. Like a prologue?
No, just plot and characters and the setting. Like, you put them all out as if it's like a big thing, right?
Well, I did used to read scripts.
It must be that, right? Mm. So, plot. There are two girls and one boy, and they shrink in the bowling alley. One goes to the toilet and doesn't come back, so the other two go and look for them, but she shrunk, brackets, by a chemical.
Oh. From the lab.
Everyone, all listen, this is a public service announcement. All cleaners who work in shopping centres, do not leave any of your chemicals that can shrink children in the toilet, because you will shrink a child. And the other two will come looking for them, and they'll have been shrunken by a chemical. And what do you think this is?
Is this around about the same time as Honey, I Shrunk the Kids came out?
There's a lot of theft. There's a lot of theft in this. Characters. Imelda, age 13, bossy and hates her brother.
Yep.
Philip, age 4.
Yep.
Cute and a pest to his sister.
Right.
Bouncer, age 3 months. Dog, quite cute. Zoe, age 13. Friendly, nice to talk to, and loves Imelda's brother, who's 4. So, Zoe already.
Dodge.
I'm not happy with Zoe's character. Setting, Metro Center, X-Ball, and Marks and Spencer's.
Posh. What the fuck? Posh. Hey.
Then there's an arrow from plot all the way down the bottom of the page, and you've added a bit more into the plot
right,
now.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah, okay.
And when they go in, they get shrunk as well, and they can't find their moms.
Moms.
You've been watching American films. Now, genuinely, dear listener, this is painful, but stick with it, right? Chapter 1. Mom, shouted Imelda. When are we going? Soon. Well, hurry up. Ding dong. Hi. Mom, it's Zoe. So I would hurry up if I were you. Keep an eye on Philip. Hi, Zoe, said Philip. Ready for bowling? Philip, how many times have I told you? You're not coming. Oh. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. That goes on for quite some time. I'll skip a few of them. Hey, you two, put a sock in it, said Zoe, butting into the argument. Oh. Yes, he is coming, said Mom, coming down the stairs. Why? All capitals. Because Dad's at work, added afterwards, with Bouncer. Just had to see where the dog was there. So, basically, Bouncer's one of the main characters, but for the entire story, he's at work with Dad, which was added in afterwards when you realise you hadn't put the dog in the story.
Oh, so I've just added it underneath.
Like a little arrow in pencil underneath. He's at work with Bouncer, that gets rid of that character.
Yeah, well done. Right, clever.
Come on, Imelda, said Mom.
Mm-hmm. Mom.
It was very squashed in the car because all of Philip's toys were in the back seat. Well, that's 4-year-olds for you. Chapter 2. Right, chapter 2 is my favourite chapter.
Okay, all right.
Everyone out, said Mum now. Said Mum, we're there. We're there is great. We're there. Everyone out said Mum, we're there. Chapter 3. That was chapter 2.
Oh,
riveting.
Right.
We finally arrived at the Metro Centre. It was heaven. When the air conditioning hit my face.
I have probably been watching a lot of American TV. Because we live in the northeast of England. It's really cold.
Do you know what I love? Do you know what I love on a cold February the 27th day? No, that's another story. It's raining outside. I love going to the Metro Centre and the air conditioning hitting me face. It is heaven.
I forgot it was February.
Imelda, move out of the Marks and Spencer's doorway. You're holding it up, but the air conditioning's hitting me face. It's heaven, Mom or Mum. After a discussion, we were going to meet with Mam at Boots at 2. That's been added after as well.
Right.
Zoe and I headed straight for Tammy Girl, and Mum and Philip headed left to the Disney shop.
Oh, the Disney shop.
Zoe and I were free at last to spend all of our money and perhaps get a Happy Meal and a chocolate donut.
Didn't ask for much, did I?
No, it was a very simple little thing. It was really quiet in Tammy Girl, but there in the corner of the room, crossed out, shop, was Patricia, crossed out, Angelica Downey, the most popular girl in years 8, crossed out, 7. And she was trying on. Now, I don't know how Angelica Downey's the most popular girl in year 7 or 8, because she was trying on a pair of yellow crocodile shoes. You know, the ones with the crocodile skin. Jimmy Neal's daughter.
Crocodile shoes. What's her name?
Angelica Downey. Anyway.
Just trying to think if I knew anyone called Angelica.
Anyway, I bought a purse, purple, added afterwards, and a dolphin ring. And Zoe bought the same dolphin ring and an orange purse. Then, now that I've never heard McDonald's described like this in my life. I've no idea why you've picked this from the menu. And it would actually repulse me from going to McDonald's, but here we go. Then the smell of filet or fish and the sound of happy children took us to McDonald's. Why have you picked the fish thing?
I've never had one before.
Why have you picked
I'm trying to be intellectual. It's like the least strongest smell from my
the fish. Then the smell of the fish burger took me to the place where I never eat the fish burger. Fucking hell.
Do they still do for a little fish?
No, who gives a fuck?
I've never ever had one. I feel like I need to try it.
With our stomachs full and pockets empty, we went to meet my mum. Chapter 3. Oh no, it was 4 o'clock. We were meant to meet at 2. So 2 extra hours of trying on crocodile boots with Angelica Downey and buying dolphin rings. I mean, time flies when you're having fun. Fucking hell. It's probably because you were the only cunts to order a fillet of fish. It took fucking 2 hours to make it.
I know exactly which McDonald's it is, though. Yeah. It's the one next to Marcus's in the Metro Centre.
I don't know what you mean. Oh, God. We were supposed to meet at 2 at Boots, but for some reason, we were in Superdrug. So you went to the wrong place. That happens a lot. You get Superdrug and Boots mixed up all the time. That is possible, right? So we went to Boots, but no sign of my mum. Now, what happens here is, all of that stuff about shrinking has been completely abandoned.
Right, okay.
You don't even go to the bowling alley. The writing gets so much messier, right? Loads are crossing out. You're rushing it. All of the entire plot, not bouncer, gone. Entire plot of being shrunk. Reader, listener, you might as well skip this because if you were expecting someone to be shrunk, it doesn't fucking happen. Chemicals are not. Listen to this, though. Right? So we went to Boots, but no sign of mum. Zoe and I ended up doing the most embarrassing thing of our lives. Yes, you guessed it. We had to tell the lady we were lost.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, said Zoe, we're lost. Oh, really now, said the lady. She's immediately suspicious. We don't get many of your age. Then
Oldest,
yeah. Year 7, lost. Listen to this, right? I didn't know that this is what happened when children got lost in the Metro Centre, but it clearly is. This is apparently what happened in my world. Then she took us to a small room full of unhappy children. Fucking old and bent. None of their parents have come from. It's like a fucking prison cell. It's just. She took us. Listen to the description, Rosie. I swear to God, it's one of the funniest things I've ever read. Right. Then she took us to a small room full of unhappy children from the ages of 3 to 5. The room was small and cold and wet from the children's tears. And wet from the children's tears. Come on in. Go over here next to this crying 5-year-old. Mind the puddles of tears. There was a sign on the door saying lost and found. But then the most embarrassing thing, when we heard two girls the age of 13 parents, please contact the information desk. At desk 305. But then standing outside of the window was Angelica Downey. And
that bitch.
And her mate. Now listen to one minute.
Who's
right?
Her mate?
I can only imagine. You were recently watching some. Your dad must have been recently watching some gangster film with Robert De Niro and his familiar co-star, because outside the window was Angelica Downey and Katie Pacino. Al Pacino's daughter. Right. So this is Jimmy Neal's daughter and Al Pacino's daughter knocking together. Brackets, her best friend. Then I heard my mum's voice.
No, Pacino, that's an Italian restaurant. It's an Italian restaurant in Shields.
Didn't your dad work in Pacino's for a bit?
It probably went out to
Yeah, your dad worked in Pacino's, the Italian restaurant. So Katie Pacino. Katie Pacino.
What's your porn star name?
Oh,
your dad's Pacino. Current job and your sister's name? Katie Pacino.
Yeah. Kate, your sister's name and the restaurant that your dad works in.
Oh, God.
What's your porn star name? Oh, Daniela Weatherspoon. Oh. Then I heard my mum's voice and I was actually relieved to hear her voice. She gave us a hug and we told her all about the day that we had had, the end.
Oh, gosh.
No one got shrunk.
Nobody's shrinking at all. If you'd have bought that and read the thing, you'd have thought you'd get a completely different story.
That wouldn't have got past the first meet at the studio.
I hate to tell you, but it sounds quite similar to the book that we wrote just a few years ago that I really struggled to write, which you can now understand. Guys, do you want to do a new book? No. Really, really struggled writing the first one, if I'm honest with you. lot of edits. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Incidentally, if you do see any crime fiction or any other kind of novels coming out, hitting the shelves in Waterstones or W.H. Smith's in the near future under the author Katie Pacino, you know that Rosie might have had a hand in that.
Katie Pacino.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, eh?
Beef, beef, beef.
Pacino.
Pacino. Right, come on then. Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
My beef with you is you did know where the Bongella was the other night.
What?
You did know where the Bongella was the other night. When we were lying in bed and I said, have you got any Bongella? Because I usually have it in my bedside cabinet because I'm a bit stressed at the minute. I'm getting ulcers all the time. Right. And you were like, I don't know where it is. And I went, oh, fair enough. Today, went in your little cabinet in the bathroom. Right. You had Bongella in there.
I didn't know it was there, though.
What does Daddy know? What does Daddy know?
Daddy finds everything.
Daddy finds everything.
That's what I say. That's my
catchphrase. So Daddy's a little bullshitter, isn't he? Because Daddy knew where the Bongella was.
Well, no.
Didn't tell me.
I could have looked for and found the Bongella, but one, I was in bed, and two, I didn't know it was there.
I had to suffer all night.
Yeah?
Two ulcers I had.
Two?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
sorry.
Shocking. I felt really sad when I found that Bongella. It was right on the top of your little basket thing. I saw it this morning. I was looking for toothpaste. I saw it and I went, that little prick. He knew. You would have known that was there.
So
you know where everything is.
You didn't want to just go into the bathroom and have a quick look?
No.
Right. So that's my fault.
Why would I do that?
That's my fault that you're a lazy
That's not part of my personality.
Brilliant. That's not my fault. That's not my problem. I didn't know where it was.
You keep telling yourself
that. What do you think this is? I'm not getting into bed and then getting out of bed and looking around for something that you can't be asked to look around for.
And
I do love you, but it's ridiculous.
And it was Valentine's Day, so that's grim. Anyway.
A bouquet of Bongella.
What's your beef with me?
My beef with you is, and we've had dishwasher issues throughout our whole family life together.
I've not got any better. Marriage. I know I've not got any better at doing it.
No. One, yes, you're still horrendous. Mm. Horrendous at stacking it. I opened it yesterday and there was a plate diagonally across. Oh, I wanted to
die. That was because it wouldn't fit properly,
it moved. It would fit properly. Because I redid it.
Right, the spray would have still gotten to
no,
it.
ridiculous. It was diagonal across the whole thing. Mears want to vomit. However, your new thing, which is so just ridiculous, if that dishwasher has been on and all of the dishes in there are clean, you act like we don't have one. It's unbelievable. Like, right. you go, you don't get them clean dishes out of there. You literally close it. You go, oh, they're all clean. You close it.
Yeah.
You've never emptied that dishwasher, ever.
I have.
Definitely not with it. Definitely not within the past 4 or 5 months. You would not empty that.
I've got a new system.
You go. It's clean, and you go, oh, you shut it. You go, that doesn't exist, and then you live your life like it doesn't exist.
And then just wash dishes.
And there's a massive pile of like buckaroo clean dishes, and you've just used the sink.
Yeah.
And you refuse to use anything in the dishwasher or take anything.
It takes
out of the
longer to empty the dishwasher and fill it again. I actually find them utterly pointless.
Wow.
If we're ever sponsored by dishwashers, it's going to be hard for me to do that advert.
Wow.
Because I think they're shit.
I'll lead on that advert.
Please do.
If we do an advert,
I honestly think they're shit. I just think I would rather wash the dishes, let them dry naturally, then put them away. But you're doing like three different jobs. You're emptying the dishwasher, filling it, can't even wash that much in them, really. They're not that big. And then you're having to empty it again. And then fill it again. I'd rather just wash stuff. Honestly.
The standoff of emptying the dishwasher in this house is
getting us down. I'd rather buy more plates.
That's ridiculous. We need paper plates.
If they weren't as bad for the environment, how I'd live. That's how a lot of people live. It's not a British thing. Right. I think it's very much, every time I watch Real Housewives, right, and they're eating dinner, just like with the, not like a party or now, like with their family, they'll sometimes have like paper plates and that. And I'm like, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they'll just put them in the bin.
Ugh.
I know, and you kind of go like, I don't know why they're doing that. I don't know whether it's just something.
Home Alone 1, they're all on paper plates. With the pizzas and that, they're all on paper
plates.
That's
what I mean. Yeah. Weird, but yeah.
Well,
Let's do my tits in, pack it in. No,
yeah.
I can't.
Start emptying the dishwasher.
Let's live separately.
No.
Certain things that I'm not going to change. Love you.
It's nothing I can do, really. I'm just going to have to take it. Fair enough. Oh, well, moving on.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. If you do happen to read this out, please keep me anonymous. Always. Mm-hmm. I've just driven home listening to episode 204, which was last week's, when you rightfully mocked a kid called Dave.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we did. A family from my childhood, though, could go one step further. There was a guy who worked at the local pit with my dad called David. Obviously, Dave for short.
Yeah.
His eldest son, my age, was David Jr., so he also got Dave all the way through school in the 80s.
Wow.
But that's not the unfortunate bit. Sorry to anyone called Dave. His eldest daughter was also named after him. Want to guess what her name was?
What?
Don't
He's
guess?
Called David, and his eldest daughter's named after him.
Mm-hmm.
Davina? Davina?
Is that what you're going for? Davina? Davina.
Davina?
Davette.
Go and fuck off.
Davette.
Davette.
D-A-V-E-E.
Go and piss off.
Oh no, just one E. D-A-V-E.
Oh, that's all right then.
T-T-E.
Davette.
Davette. Or Davette.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have it.
And it says, you're welcome.
That is cruel.
I know. Is that true, do you think?
It sounds like he's fucking backing dancers. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Dave and the Davettes.
The Davettes, yes. Well, what was the Etts? What was that called?
I don't know.
There was something called the Etts. Right. Oh my God. It was a Diana Ross. No, that was the Supremes.
She's not.
It is a real name.
Davette.
Yeah, a determined good worker. Davette is of Hebrew origin and is a girl name. People with the name Davette are usually Christianity by religion.
Davette.
Holy shit, it's a real name.
Davette.
Oh my gosh. Davette. There's images of people called Davette.
Hello, very pleased to meet you. We're new to the town. I'm Dave. This is Dave Jr. This is Davette. This is my wife, Dave.
Davina.
Davina. This is our dog, Davo. This is our rabbit, Davily. Fucking hell, man.
Big love for all the Daves.
How fucking arrogant. How arrogant do you have to be, man, to be called Dave and be like, well, I'm so fucking class that I'm going to call my child Dave and my daughter, I'm going to ruin her entire life by calling her Davette. Yes, she'll be bullied, but she'll be a Dave. Asshole.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Me and Amy from work, in brackets, who also loves the podcast, want to know how you feel about this certain type of colleague.
Oh, Amy from work.
Amy from work.
I'm so glad I'm finally hearing from Amy.
I've always
from
known
work.
An Amy at work, have you?
Oh, Amy from work.
Do you remember colleagues?
Yeah,
when we used to work
colleagues.
In places with people. Right, okay. Every time someone from work has their birthday, it is their duty to bring in treats for the whole office.
Doesn't make sense, but fair enough.
It's happened to places I work. When it's your birthday, you bring the cakes in.
I suppose then everyone doesn't have to remember your birthday.
Yeah.
And then whose job would it be to get the birthday stuff? Yeah, fair enough.
It's happened to places I work. You take the stuff in on your birthday.
I understand.
Yeah. But one person in particular has earned the name Digger Hands or JCB Hands.
For fuck's sake.
I can't put into words how greedy this man is. Someone swears they saw him putting celebrations into his coat pocket to take home.
Yeah, I can see it.
He can go up more than 5 times taking 2 handfuls of chocolates back to his desk.
Wow.
You can see him dragging his knuckles on the floor. He's weighed down so much.
Goodness me.
The worst part is every January he's not ever brought in treats for the office for everyone to enjoy. So I'm guessing it's his birthday. How do you feel about the human JCB?
Oh, yeah, there's always a greedy fucker at work.
Who never does it back.
Yeah. I mean, I can talk. I took Robin to a birthday party the other week.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing party for a friend at school. And the kids...
Bit weird that it wasn't like an adult party and you're calling it amazing.
I just mean it's perfect for kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes people do stuff and you go, oh God, I've had to get really involved here and this is not my idea. It's a Saturday. It was a community centre. There was a DJ doing dances and stuff for the kids.
Perfect.
There was pizza.
Let them run.
There was pizza, which is a perfect food.
Yeah.
And I just stood in the corner.
Great.
And what I mean is it was the perfect party for kids. I didn't have to do it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like high concept. It was just music on, let
craft.
Them run around. Yeah. Like, they're not making stuff mm-hmm. and all that. Fuck, I can't be arsed with it. I think sometimes people go too far.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It was mint. Anyway, my point is,
yes,
they brought pizzas.
Nice.
And the first thing I said was, will there be any left over for the adults? And
of course
like,
you did.
Yeah. They were the biggest pizzas I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
They must have been 25-inch pizzas. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
The bloke coming in, it was like he was attempting a world record. I've never seen people carrying so many pizzas. Pizzas were incredible. I must have had, most adults had 1 or 2 slices. I counted my slices.
Oh, Jesus.
I stopped at 8.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You did not go to one of our child's friends' parties and eat 8 slices of pizza.
Yeah. I remember looking at the dad as he was packing up the pizzas to take home probably for that evening, and there was a look on his face of, I thought there'd be more left than this.
Oh, you
and I was
asshole.
Like, yeah, but
asshole?
I stood, asshole, mom.
Oh. Hey.
Mom, Imogen, Zoe, bouncer, mom.
You asshole.
You asshole. Goddamn, so offended. I went goddamn American on your ass.
It's because we're talking about pizza and you're being a greedy
douchebag.
Little pig.
Yeah, he was. I remember him putting
that's horrendous.
He put away thinking, how has everyone done that? And I was like, yeah.
Do you know what annoys me about that, though? If somebody came to Robin's party and ate loads of pizza,
I'd string
all
them
you would do for the next month is go, that greedy bastard.
Why
did you do it?
It was really nice pizza. It was really nice pizza. I couldn't stop myself.
They probably thought, we'll get all the pizzas, like you're saying, we'll air fry them later for us, for the family.
Hard lines. You should have counted on this greedy prig pain here. Huh?
8 slices. That's horrendous. I'm embarrassed.
Bloody lovely. Thanks again. Honestly, what a party.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Just listening to the latest episode of Rosie's Vagina Squeezer.
Yep.
And thought I would share with you the most embarrassing moment of my life that happened last year.
Wonderful.
After having 4 children in 7 years, I had begun to worry that my vagina was getting a bit saggy. Seriously, me, poor foof. So anyway, I was getting a bit worried that my vagina resembled a twatty...
Fucking hell.
It doesn't say twatty, I'm so sorry.
It doesn't say twatty.
It says a tatty windsock.
Tatty windsock!
But... I thought it said 20.
I thought that was perfect. That's the perfect fuck up.
It's
a 20 windsock. Yeah,
a tatty windsock, and I felt I'd best do something about it. So I went online and ordered myself a vaginal exerciser.
Yeah.
They arrived over the weekend. I read the instruction, and the type I had got, you just pop them in and went about your day, and they would tighten you back up. I've personally never seen anything. I've only ever heard of the one that we've got, the DIY. This is, it must be something we put in.
So you've got. That is not mine in any...
Oh, sorry, what did I say, we?
The one that we've got?
our
joint vaginal exerciser that I chipped in for.
You're going to be putting it in and making sure that I'm doing it properly.
No, I'll put it in my arse. What would it do to my arse? Would it make my arse tighter?
Tight as fuck.
our, the one that we've got.
I meant me.
Our family
the
vaginal
family
exerciser.
One, yeah.
come to our house, have a look there. Borrow the vaginal exerciser. It's like we've got it set up. It's like when you take a key for the toilet from a petrol station. It's on a big chain and a brick. So you can use it in the house, but you can't take it away.
Working in for 10 minutes while your coffee's making. I might pass it around the girls. We've passed all the furniture around, you know, baby furniture. All the kids have used it.
Slightly
Why
different.
Not use the vaginal
slightly
exerciser?
Different. Slightly different.
So, on the Monday morning, I woke up before the school run, late as usual, and rushed around getting the kids ready. Before we left, I snuck off into my room and popped in the two small weighted balls that were attached to a bit of string. As I was running late, I grabbed the first clothes I could, which happened to be a G-string, vest top and a maxi skirt, and
ridiculous.
Flung on a pair of flip-flops. It was a very hot day.
Ridiculous.
And walked the 5 minutes up the school. Why is it ridiculous?
So just put something up a fanny and all that's just going to hold it up in with is a bit of string.
A G-string. Mm. I mean, if they're in there, they should be in there.
Well, it just seems a
bit risky.
Dangerous, bit risky. Yeah.
Once I got there, my kids ran into school, and as I was about to walk home, I stopped to admire the little flower garden on the edge of the playground that the kids had been growing. When I got there, I smelled the lovely flowers, forgetting that I suffer with terrible hay fever.
Are you stupid?
I let out the biggest sneeze, and as I did, the force of the sneeze forcefully ejected my exerciser from my vagina, clattering like a pair of clackers onto the playground floor. This was witnessed by at least 40 parents, all with looks of absolute horror on their faces. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that somebody's there and sneezed and something pops out of their vagina? Like, what? You do not expect that. I'm sorry. What the fuck?
The whole thing is just a calamity of errors. Who forgets they've got hay fever? Oh, these are all right. Oh, God, I forgot. I'm allergic to these. It's a good job she wasn't still bending over and sniffing them. Should have fucking took someone's eye out.
I immediately picked them up and searched for a pocket to no avail. A pocketless outfit. Oh, my God. Couldn't even hide them in a shoe because flip-flops.
Brilliant.
I had to carry them clenched in my hand the whole way home with bits of playground grit stuck to them as vaginal dryness is not something that ails me. That's why they've slipped out so well.
Of course, I.
You it's see?
Like a bloody otter's pocket.
Yeah. If you were dry as a nun's chuff, they'd have stuck right in there.
Oh, God.
I sign my kids in late every morning since for the rest of the term, so I don't have to look the other parents in the eyes.
That's amazing.
Poor bugger.
That's absolutely amazing. See, the G-string, straight away, I was like, why? Why the G-string? You want a big old pair of...
Solid.
You want a
solid
hammock.
Kegs.
You want a hammock holding them bad lads.
Spanx would have kept them in.
Christ
tight.
Alive.
Can't breathe.
Just flew straight out. My word.
I'm genuinely intrigued by them, though. I might get some. I'm going to have a look at them, actually.
Must look like a... You know that medieval fucking... What was it? David and Goliath, when he swings the thing around and it's two balls on a string. Not David and Goliath. Two balls on a string and it's supposed... You see it in like Game of Thrones and that, and they wrap around people's legs and they fall over. She must have been like she was firing a little mini one of them out.
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Wowzers. Love it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want a little quick ick?
Quick ick?
Yep. Little quick ick for you. Doesn't even say hello. It just says, people who run in the office... Fuck off. Nothing is that important that requires the need for you to run. You look like a tit.
Someone who runs from their desk to the printer or whatever.
Oh, such a rush. Well, running
thing.
Around the office.
Over a short distance, it makes no
it's
difference.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It makes no difference whatsoever.
Unless you work in the police force or you're a fire person,
right.
Well, having to run.
Yeah. I've often thought the fireman's pole is pointless.
I think it's really dangerous, personally.
Well, I don't think it's dangerous. I just think, why? Really?
Yeah, I know.
I know every second counts in a fire, but I'd love to hear from either someone who knows or from an actual firefighter to go, would a set of steps... Or have it all on one floor.
Yeah, would
don't
it make that much difference?
What have you gone upstairs for, then?
I know.
Why is that?
But them seconds might be crucial.
Well,
you don't
of
know.
Course, of course. But I don't know, I just... A wide set of stairs. But then again, I suppose you could fall and break your ankle.
Well, I couldn't be in the fire service.
Because you couldn't go down the
fire. I couldn't go down it. You know when you're little in the park and they've got the... Fuck that.
What about... I don't know. The pole just seems... What about a foam pit? Just have a hole in the floor and a foam pit.
Or a trampoline. Jump down on a trampoline. On like a net.
Even quicker.
Yeah.
What, a slide? Have a slide!
That makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't even have them anymore.
Fireman's pole. Yeah, I don't know if it's just... I don't know if they actually... That's a good point. I don't know if they have them. It might just be a thing of films and that. You don't know. Look, get in touch if you can. But don't... I'm not dissing you. I'm not slagging you off. You know, I'm just saying. Don't be getting offended. I don't know.
No, because somebody might come and say, Chris, it'll shave off 20 seconds.
In which case, I've already said that, and that's fair
enough.
There
you go.
Yeah. But don't, you know, I'm not saying it's bollocks or saying get rid of them. I'm saying I'm very interested. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you are in some way, shape, or form involved in our local fire service and I could come round and have a turn on it, that would be even better.
I think we did get invited, you know.
We've been invited to all kinds of stuff, air ambulances and everything. They're always inviting us stuff.
Mm.
I'm terrified to go on a helicopter.
Yeah, me
terrified.
Too. Me too. But great Robin work. Would great love work, Robin would love to go look around, sniff around a fire engine. Yeah. Imagine if we're there. I mean, awful to think that I'd have to go to a job. I'm sorry, I don't want to sound like I'm happy that there'd be a job, but imagine the excitement of it.
What, if there was a fire when you were there?
Just,
shut
no,
up, man.
No, just, you'd be there around, taking the piss.
Yes!
No, because they'd be like...
Mrs. Ramsey, can you please stop cheering? Get out of the way. We've got our lives to say, look, someone's...
No, stop. That's why I said the disclaimer. But all I'm saying is, imagine they'd be like, right, you got to go. Come on, get your stuff on. Oh, and then they strip off and then it's slow motion.
Ah, here we go, here we go. Right, okay. It's nothing about the excitement.
I greased up and I go, oh my God, they didn't look like that upstairs.
That's it, okay. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's all you wanted. Might as well just go to a stripper. Just
always
get a stripper.
Always comes down
a that's
to
it.
A tiddler or a vagina.
Always comes down to a vagina.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. No need to keep me anonymous. This is... Oh, sorry.
What?
I'm very aware that they've said no need to keep me anonymous, but then at the end of the email, it only says from and I haven't pasted the name.
I think
so
it's
I'm so
always
sorry.
Better
I do,
to keep
yeah,
them
actually,
anonymous just
totally
in
right.
case someone turns
totally
around
right.
and has a go.
This is a short one, but I want to know whether anyone else does this or if it's just my family. When it's someone's birthday or Christmas, my family will hold a gathering. Yes, we do that. Yeah.
It's something called parties.
Yeah. And if someone gets a shoe as a gift, we will individually pass the shoe round and everyone will take a good sniff of it.
Sorry? Sorry? That went... I should have... You know, alarm bells rang when they said gathering.
Yeah.
When they said gathering, I thought, like, these are a bit strange.
Yeah.
So, read that again.
So...
When?
If someone gets a shoe as a gift...
One shoe?
Just as a shoe. But I hope it would be a pair of shoes. All right? As a gift, we will individually pass the shoe around... And everyone will take a good sniff of it. And I have to admit, I quite like the smell of a fresh shoe.
But yes, but not en masse at parties. No, I like this. I understand. I do like the smell of new pair of trainers out of the box. Box fresh is the
term. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smells lovely.
The only thing I can say to this, right, Chris, is I think there's some really fucking boring people in this world,
yeah.
Right? Like, I'm talking... Get me out of here. I'd rather rub my face on a cheese grater than sit with you people any longer, right?
Wow.
Boring.
Wow.
Really boring. All I can imagine is that this is a really, really boring family. And to them, they'll go to this gathering, not even a party, right? Yeah. They'll have a little cheese, they'll have a cheese scone. They'll have a cup of tea because they'll not drink.
Right.
And then someone will get a pair of shoes and they'll go, A shoe.
Yeah.
Pass it round. And they'll all have a sniff and that'll be the thing.
I'm not being last again. I was last last Christmas and there's no sniff left.
That'll be the crack of the party.
So fucking weird.
I know. My question is, does your family have any weird traditions that other people might find weird?
Not that fucking weird. Mm. That I can imagine there's been ones where everyone's opened all their presents and they've gone, and there's been no shoes. And they've gone, no shoes. And then someone's went, wait, there's one more box here. Hey, we didn't think there'd be any shoes. There's more shoes. Come on, everyone.
Yeah. Everybody get your sniffing on.
Pass it down, one of us.
Yeah.
Fucking lunatics.
I do quite like the smell of fresh shoes.
Yes, but not en masse at a family gathering so much that it's became a tradition.
Weird.
Pass the shoe round.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
We think that's weird. Sorry.
Imagine marrying into that family or going there for your first, and someone gets you a pair of shoes and you go, I'll pass that a second. No, don't put them on yet. Everyone's going to stick. No, you're fucking not. Yeah. You're pervert. You're going to sniff me shoe. It would ruin that shoe. It would ruin those shoes for the rest of my
life. I'd probably leave there and then.
Well, weirdly, if they passed the left one round and everyone had a sniff, I'd have to go, right, you're all going to have to do the right one now because these are going to feel weird. I'm going to walk in circles here.
There is certain things. I mean, I remember the first time I went to your mum and dad's house and your mum didn't put the lamps on until really late and it was dark.
The
honestly, I wanted to die.
Back
that nearly made me leave.
It's so awful. My mum and dad will sit in the dark with just the telly light in the room like a teenager until it's fucking absolute midnight outside.
Do you remember when they left the room and I was like, can you put the lamps on?
I go around, man, and my mum would be in the kitchen doing stuff, and I turn the lights on. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's fuck it. You, the woman who used to march into my bedroom and turn all my lights on, and then black hole, I can't cut her in here. Can you see your homework? Lights on, fucking floodlights. Now is just in darkness constantly. Yeah. Oh, and that's cost of living and all that, but for fuck's sake, she's been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, smell the shoe.
Smell the shoe.
Pass the shoe round and smell the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know those parties where people pass plates of cocaine round and these mad fuckers are passing shoes round?
I think I'd rather be at the shoe party.
Yeah,
drugs, fair, like offer mugs, mugs, and you know my thoughts on that.
The offer mugs.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. A small town, so please keep me anonymous. We get it.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Many years ago, after not being in the job for long, I received a phone call from a very worried lady. Oh, sorry. So our job is, she works in a vet's.
Okay.
She's a veterinary secretary.
Yes. We've got a friend who does that.
We do. Yeah. Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Veterinary secretary.
Mm-hmm. Veterinary secretary.
Never said it to a rhyming though. I'm going to have next time I tell her.
Veterinary secretary.
Veterinary secretary.
Veterinary secretary.
She takes her dog to work.
Veterinary secretary.
So many years after not being in the job for long, I received a phone call from a very worried lady.
Mm-hmm.
She explained to me that she and her husband had gone to their son's house to freshen it up as he had been away for a year and was due home that weekend.
Right.
The father had, so the son's been away for a year, they've gone to freshen it up, which is nice.
His house has been empty for a year and they've...
He must have been travelling or something.
Right. You'd pop around every couple of months, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily. I mean, yeah. You just go and say, oh, we'll tidy it up. I mean, who leaves a house empty for a year? They've obviously quite well off.
I'd say, aye, someone's needed.
You know what I mean? Come on. Fuck me. They'd had six members of my family living in that
fucking... Oh, God, yeah, your entire, all the Wombles that had descended on it like locusts. That had stripped that place dry. The wallpaper would have been off. It would have been a shell. They'd have took the walls, floors, doors out. It would be a box.
Right, okay. So, the father had gone out to the garden to tidy it up. And lo and behold, he'd found a tortoise. They had wondered if it had come from another garden.
Mm.
The mum phoned us to ask for advice. After speaking to a vet, I called her back to advise her to get a box, put crushed newspaper in it to help insulate and protect the tortoise and bring it to us so we could do a health check. She told me she would bring it in as soon as possible. Not 5 minutes later, the lady called us back. Her husband had gone back out of the garden with the box to pick up the tortoise, and she was horrified to tell me that it was a garden ornament.
What a knee-jerk reaction that first phone call was.
The vet? To ring the vet when you found a tortoise? What the fuck?
Well, it's a tortoise. I'll ring the vet quick. Ah, it's a tortoise. That was a roller coaster of emotion for me, and I imagine for a lot of people listening, I'm not the only one who thought he would have stood on that tortoise there.
Oh, right. That's what I thought was going to happen.
I got very, very sad. And then the relief. God, an ornament.
Well, if he's not been there for a year, there might be loads of shit over it, like moss and that. It's probably green, so in their defence.
Hello, police! There's loads of people in my son's garden! There's loads of people, he's been away a year, and they've just moved in, they're fishing, one of them's got a wheelbarrow, they're tiny! Oh, sorry, they're gnomes, sorry. Sorry, bye. There's a little boy pissing into the pond. Oh no, it's a fun.
Well done. Well, thanks. Once dressed like Elvis.
Why?
Once always dressed like Elvis.
After that.
Got sunglasses and that on. All I see them all the time. Really? Anyway, yeah.
Oh, right. Well,
sorry. Very good. Well done. Thanks. Can I just tell one more little story though from the veterinary net?
Yes, of course.
A cat owner called in to us to ask us to remove a tick from their cat. They'd spent about an hour trying to remove it to no avail. They arrived for their appointment. They left 30 seconds later, heads down and straight out the door. The nurse emerged from the consultant room with tears of laughter pouring down her face. She explained the couple had spent half an hour trying to remove a nipple, not a tick. Poor cat.
Some people should not have animals. Cat must have been going absolutely ballistic.
Poor cat.
A nipple. Oh, the poor. Oh, the poor bloody cat.
Yep.
Oh, idiots.
Yep. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do,
do, do.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Yeah, thank you. Oh, it's part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is part of the Acast Creator Network. Yes, thank you so much for listening, for being here with me, for joining work. We always do not take you for granted at all. And genuinely, I don't know what's going to happen tonight at the National Comedy Awards. Sorry for going on about it so much. Thank you so much for voting if you did. And if you didn't, I get it. It's fine. It's a pain in the arse.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something horrible. No, well done.
No, like, thank you.
Very mature of you.
Yeah, yeah. So there we go. And hopefully we'll win. But if not, like I said on my Instagram post, we're up against other phenomenal podcasts and phenomenal TV shows. Everyone's a winner in them categories, in my opinion.
It's so nice of you to say that, because they'll not say that about us, but that's fine.
Well, that's because I'm the bigger person. but that's mainly because of the protein.
Oh, God. Thanks for listening.
You all know I'm joking, don't you? I don't really consider myself an athlete or big. I'm
all right,
kidding.
Man. Yes, we know. It's a joke. Man. It's a joke.
Thank God. Yeah. Biggest muscle I've got. Oh, for comedy muscle. Right. My comedy muscle.
Bye. Goodbye.
And not my penis.
Goodbye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.